was proud of our team, the way not only they rallied today, but in winning the last two ball games. But the way we played today, we had a lot of injuries, a lot of things happened out there. It was obviously not a great day from a weather standpoint, but everybody hung in there. Both sides battled well. A lot of turnovers in the game, naturally, because of the weather. But, you know, I liked the way we finished. You know, we did put the ball on the ground there toward the end, and we made substantial yardage, and we were playing with down to our last offensive lineman, or we didn't have any left. We had a couple of injuries there. So I was happy with the way it finished. Our defense played very, very well and did not allow them really any points in the second half. So the outcome of the game was good. We handled some of the more difficult areas well. We did roll a couple snaps back, but the punter handled that and did a good job with it. And so I thought that, you know, our special teams, you know, we didn't quite cover the kicks the way we wanted to today. The ball came out a little bit, but we got the same type of returns when we were up. So, you know, it certainly was from the start to the finish. In the last 10 games, we did win 7, and I was proud of the way they stayed together as a team. That was the whole idea. We had good leadership with regard to that. Our captains did a nice job, and they can't do it alone. But the attitude and the approach that this team took, regardless of some of the very difficult Mondays that we had, was very impressive from a standpoint of maturity and professionalism, and I was proud of that. No questions? Good. I was really pleased for him. The way in which he played and the way he finished, you know, he grew into a guy that wanted the ball and did things well with the ball when he got it. I mean, the throw from Eli to Jarrell for the touchdown catch was a excellent throw and an excellent catch among two people in the crowd. And then we were really trying to get the ball to him in a fashion in the second half. And the run gave us an opportunity to. He had two runs. He had a lot of yards for two runs, one of which was obviously a score. So he played very well, and he responded to the circumstances toward the end of the year. His play time increased, and he responded very well to it. And I was happy for him the way he played. He's a tough guy, and we saw that down the stretch. It's a high ankle sprain. Yeah, I don't want to see it again. That was that's a fracture of some type. I'm not sure exactly tib fib or just one of the bones. I don't have that information for you, but yeah, he was hurt. Don't ask me that. I'm not answering that type of question right now. There will be an evaluation of everything, I'm sure, and we'll go from there. Well, he played well all year. He did what I had wanted him to do, and what he wanted to do was really he was just an example and played hard. I thought he was an excellent example for our younger players. He practiced. He played well. He really kept his mouth shut most of the year and did a nice job with that. But he responded well and had a very good year. Oh, he'll respond and hopefully we'll do a job on the other end as well, you know, and protect him better. Well, you know, if I want to look at it in extremes, the first is the 0-6, and how did that happen? And then the rest is the fact we battled back from that, but too little, too late. But again, when I said I was proud of this team, I am. I know it's not what everybody wanted. I didn't want it either, but 7-9 is a heck of a lot better than 6-10. He acted like, well, he always does. But when I saw him have difficulty coming off the field, then obviously you knew that I didn't think he'd be able to continue. It would be an objective for sure.